Welcome to the audio overview of the Phase 1 analysis, UK treatments and experiences of head and neck lymphedema, published by Physiopod UK Limited in March 2026. This report presents the findings of an independent company-led service evaluation. It aims to map the real-world landscape of care for a condition that affects up to 90% of head and neck cancer survivors. The analysis highlights a healthcare landscape under pressure. Our survey of 84 respondents confirms a fragmented, postcode lottery of care, where access to specialist rehabilitation is frequently determined by geography rather than clinical need. Notably, the report documents the growing instability within the voluntary sector. We note the closure of the Marianne Evans Hospice Lymphedema Service in January 2026 as a stark, real-time example of this crisis. The loss of such charity-funded services, which successfully utilised advanced therapies for complex cases, demonstrates that relying on the third sector without statutory NHS underwriting is unsustainable. Despite these systemic challenges, the data reveals that UK clinical practice has naturally evolved. Practitioners have moved beyond the standard Core 4 maintenance model to an evolved Core 6 standard. This now routinely includes kinesio taping and scar therapy to address the complex anatomical needs of head and neck patients. However, a significant gap remains in the management of deep tissue hardening, known as fibrosis. Notably, the evaluation identified a distinct clinical signal regarding deep oscillation therapy. Practitioners reported that this modality is uniquely bridging this efficacy gap. Consistent with its mechanism, which penetrates to a depth of 8 centimetres, deep oscillation was reported to soften deep-seated woody induration that manual therapy simply cannot reach. These clinical gains translated into rapid improvements in speech and swallowing. In this report, we define this as the recovery of personhood. As described by consultant surgeon Mr. Neil Shah, personhood is the preservation of a patient's identity and dignity. These attributes are often threatened when the essential social functions of communication and normal facial appearance are lost. In conclusion, these findings serve as a vital community-led engagement tool. They justify a formal Phase 2 research initiative, led by Mr. Shah, to translate these exploratory signals into robust academic evidence. This will lead into a planned Phase 3 study, utilising ICG lymphography to visually map these physiological changes. Thank you for listening. You can download the full PDF report and view the patient narrative analysis via the links below.